Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Corner's Corner. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good, my friend. I'm doing good. How about you?
Actually, pretty good.
Good.
This is probably the best week I've had in a long time.
Well, that's good. That is good. Life is good. Before we get started, I was going to say something. I don't remember. Oh, Facebook has a some kind of bug in its system, and that's not allowing Blog Talk Radio videos or shows to play right now. So I did not share this group. I mean, share this in all the groups because they won't be able to listen to it that way. They have to come to Blog Talk Radio and listen to it that way, or on a cell phone, believe it or not. But you can't listen to it on the computer right now. Some kind of glitch in Facebook. So that's what I was posting about earlier. So we're going to go ahead and do the show. I know we got some listeners, not as many as I wanted to get, but there's not much I can do at this point until Facebook fixes it. So hopefully they'll have it fixed tonight or tomorrow, because tomorrow night's a big show on MS. And yeah. I got a new guy that's going to join us tomorrow night. I think his name's LaRon. Excuse me. Okay. I talked to him last night for a little bit on the phone. Really super, super charged guy, man. He has MS and he knows Steven. And either him and Steven are going to be doing shows on Thursday nights with us on MS, or they're going to switch weeks or something. I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. Okay. Kind of leaving it up to them. But he's very outspoken. It seems like a great guy. So I talked to him and said,
"Yeah, we need somebody outspoken, you know, on our show. Sure. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anybody like that on the show.
Yeah, we do. I can send you proof of it. I had a lady last night left a nice little comment on my on our blog talk here, and it said this was the worst show I've ever heard. And I wrote her and I said, "Well, I'm sorry. I must have hit a nerve." I said, "But I'm glad I hit a nerve." I'm glad I hit a nerve.
That was the worst show?
Yeah, the worst show I've ever done, she said.
Huh.
Or the worst show she's ever heard. I'm like, okay. I started to ask her for some suggestions, but I figured she was probably mad because I was talking about pain medication and the people get crazy over that and this and that. So, yeah, so whatever. I really don't care what she thought. Her feelings didn't mean nothing to me. People are going to be like that. I mean, you don't have to like everything I say. I don't expect people to like what we say, but or everything we say. But, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I seen where some individual tried to rip off International Pain Foundation for $40,000, and they caught the guy. So I'm glad they caught him. I'm glad. $40,000, man. That's crazy. And now I seen where this guy posted. He's an administrator in a group. He's on my friends list, and he posted that somebody's going around in these chronic pain groups trying to sell medication and what's that therapy, man, that we don't like? Ketamine. Trying to sell ketamine to people in groups. They're trying to catch him now. I'm like, well, that's just absolutely absurd, man. People are really lost their minds.
To anybody listening, if you get any of these goofy ads, you know, in your email or on Facebook in any of your groups, and they want to sell you, you know, any of these popular drugs, no.
Stay away from
them. Go talk to your, yeah. Chances are you're not going to get what you paid for. It might actually end up hurting you a lot more than it would ever help you. And you might end up going to jail over it. So save your money. It's
crazy.
Yeah, you can go to your doctor and it's going to cost you more, you know, but It's better than paying for Kool-Aid, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot safer, that's for sure. Yeah. So yeah, and everyone that listens and has your own group, please be aware. Just moments before coming on air, I've had three people try to join my group, and they were not legit. So this is happening a lot. It's happening a lot. And I just want people to be careful of that, because there's a lot of investment. You know, people have a lot of invested in some of these groups. So anyway, we got this out of the way. Let's go ahead and start with your show about spinal bifida and how we can help people with it and how they treat it. Because I really don't know, Wayne, and I have not researched it. I've been doing a lot of other things today. So you said you were prepared for it. So I'm believing you on that. I'm believing you on that. Now let me ask this: is spinal bifida, is it really considered a pain disorder or no? Because that's what I don't know about it.
Depending on the severity, yes. Okay. It can be. There's one that's a very, very severe form of it, and that is, let me see here, meningocele. It's a very, very rare form. It forms protective membranes around the spinal cord, and they will push right through the vertebrae, and it will, you know, the development of it, it can make you go to where you have, you know, you're paralyzing the legs, you know, from the waist down. It's, if you think about the embryo, it's that little goo thing that runs down that ends up forming the brain and the spinal cord, you know, and that after the baby is born, usually within about 28 days, you know, where it was going into the spinal cord will break off and it'll heal up and it'll close up. What happens is that this thing does not close up. And depending on, you know, how severe it is, you know, when it was caught, as far as, you know, what this is going to be like. Is it going to be a paralysis? You know, what's going to happen here is it all depends on whether or not you find, like, your doctor is looking at the baby and he says, well, there's a little kind of tuft of hair back down there at the base of the spine, you know, above where it would, you know, the cord was, and where there's a little collection of fat or there's a little dimple, you know, and where he could say, whoa, you know, now he can start doing the x-rays and that and finding out just how severe it is.
Right. Because I have a, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I have a friend that was born with it, and he lost both of his legs, had to be amputated, at a very young age. And I know it's been really rough on him. He's been very ill for the last several years because of it. So, I mean, I've been around somebody that has it. I just don't know a whole lot about it. I knew it was something to do with the spinal cord. I knew it could affect your legs and stuff like that. I just didn't know a lot of the ins and outs of it. So it's definitely a pretty do they know what causes? I mean, is it like a birth defect, or is it like something happens during birth, or
no? It's an actual birth defect. But this could be, it depends. It could be something within the family history, you know, that you know, puts you in jeopardy. Or maybe you've already had a child with it, you know, now you're even more prone to having another one. And, you know, if you have two with it, then your chances of having a third are probably, you know, you're almost guaranteed of going to a third one. As far as do they, everything that I've researched, on this. There's nothing that they have been able to figure. I mean, we've mapped the genome, for God's sakes, but we can't figure out, you know, what's in there yet that they can, you know, possibly stop this and start to alter these things. But, you know, in the most common one is it forms like a little sac at the base of the spine on the baby. And it protrude. It actually looked like a little, you know, little stub of a tail. And the nerves and all that are exposed, you know, in the tissue. And so if you get the skin that grows over it, it can protect a little bit. But, you know, it's, you still have all the nerve problems. And it, the complications are just, they're amazing, you know. But it's more common in whites than Hispanics. Girls are affected more. You have to run on family history of, you know, the neural tube defects. It's a vitamin B9 deficiency. If it's a synthetic form, we'd call it folic acid. But this is what causes, you know, the spinal bifida happen. You could take anti-seizure medications, and that could cause the neural tube defects. Women with diabetes are at a very high risk for it. Obesity while you're pregnant can cause this. There's so many things. You know, there's a lot of different risk factors for it. Do they have an actual, this is what causes it, you know? No.
Yeah. You just kind of throw things out there.
Yeah. one problem is that it will cause an accumulation of fluid in the brain. And you can have, it would be to where you'd have to have a shunt put in to keep things moving and flowing. And there's so much. I mean, you get infection in the tissues around the brain because of it. You know, it'd be like a meningitis. You know, so if you have spinal bifida and, you know, you didn't get, you know, quick attention as a child and they couldn't really get control of it, chances are your life right now is really difficult. Some have the minor form of it, and a lot of them, they wouldn't even know it if they didn't get, you know, an x-ray sometime, and they look at it and go, oh, wow, you have spina bifida, you know?
Yeah. You know, Wayne, I kind of, and I might be a little bit off by this, but it's just a thought.
Sure.
My brother-in-law has cerebral palsy and was born with it. And I believe that some of these things like that, and possibly even spinal bifida for that matter, and several other ones, are defects that somehow or the other the parents could have been maybe taking medication and that has caused it, because I know that is a big, big factor in cerebral palsy. I see a lot of that on, you know. So I'm just wondering if, and you know, it's something that needs to be researched, of course, and the doctors and government and everybody else needs to step up to the plate and do some research on this stuff, because it's very dangerous, and people should not have to live this style, this kind of lifestyle, because there's just no help for it. I mean, it's just not right. That's what we have to focus on, is trying to, you know, push for this kind of stuff, because I'm not saying that's true. You know, it's all true with the medication stuff. I'm not trying to make people feel bad. I'm just thinking that, because I know it's a big player in cerebral palsy. I do. And very big, plays a very, very big role in that. So I'm just curious if spinal bifida could be the same way, along with some other disorders, you know, anything that you're kind of born with, it's either like hereditary or there's something happened at birth or during their pregnancy or medication or something. I mean, that's just, to me, that's just common sense. That's kind of the way I'm thinking about things. So, I mean, there definitely needs to be a lot of research done about it. That's for sure.
Well,
I mean, not from us. I'm talking about you from the, you know, higher the government and doctors and stuff.
Yeah.
There used to be a lot.
Well, I mean, look at the, I mean, it's like every day something new pops up that, you know, one of the medications, you know, that they were pushing, you know, that was going to save everybody, you know, with this disease. All of a sudden they're doing class action lawsuits because of the side effects, you know? What was that? Now it's that, the little purple pill that they were giving you for your stomach. And now that one's showing up, you know, in lawsuits now. So,
yeah, and you can buy that version all over the counter. something like it, you know? Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. You know, I was talking to Leroy last night, and I said, you know, the take, for instance, the Zika virus. Yes, it's very dangerous, especially for pregnant women. It's very dangerous. But, man, they just put $22 million into the state of Florida in a matter of minutes to help find a cure for that. But they can't spend $1 million trying to help find a cure for spinal bifida, anxiety, depression, whatever, you know. There's something wrong with this country. I mean, I do agree that the Zika virus needs to have a cure, and it's very dangerous. And yeah, this should be a cure rather quickly, but there should be on all this other stuff too. I mean, you know, things are just not getting done.
Yeah, well, they're saying with the Zika virus that it's almost hit 1,000 people.
Yep.
Really. In the United States, it's almost hit 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. How many people have heart attacks every day? Yet we can't go after the causes of that. You know, there's spina bifida. I mean, this is not something that just, you know, popped up yesterday. It's something that's been affecting people's lives for a long time. And the same thing with cancer, you know, MS and cerebral palsy. All these things have been around for so long, yet we cannot find a cure, you know. And unfortunately, I mean, I have probably beat this one to death, but there's no money in it for the drug companies. You know, a cure, I mean, for it to be profitable, they'd have to charge everybody $50,000 each for the cure.
Yeah.
You know, to make their profit. And come on, who's going to pay for it? You know, an insurance company won't pay for that.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt. Sure. I believe that's where a big, big part of this problem is. I absolutely agree. You know, it's just really sad that some of these, that's why we were talking about the other night, some of these are really a lot worse than what we go through. I mean, I could not imagine going through living with spinal bifida. I mean, I couldn't do it. I've seen my friend, I've been friends with him for 30 some years, and I've watched him change so much over the years as he's gotten older, he's gotten worse. Just sad, man. It really, really is. Yeah. And they all are, you know, not just spinal bifida. They all are. I just, I just know that we need to keep fighting, man. I've sent a lot of emails out today, about these pain disorders and all kinds of stuff. Trying to get more support and calling on a cure and stuff. So, I mean, you know, this is something we do all the time, and it just has to keep going. And, you know, we need to bring the community together. Hopefully people are listening on spinal bifida. And if they're not now, hopefully they will be. They will listen on it, and they'll want to join in like Steven and Laurent are doing for MS. That's what it's going to take, man. You know, as well as I do. It's going to take more than just, you know, them two and us. But, I mean, that's a start. At least we'll be doing the show every week on MS.
Yeah.
pounding it every week.
I want people to realize that, you know, even though our illnesses and our diseases or whatever, even though they have different names and some affect a little bit different parts of the body, we are no different. You know, we all suffer, and that's the issue here, is we all suffer and we need help. You know, we need, like you said, we need a damn cure, you know, and quit arguing about whether or not, you know, my disease is worse than your disease. You know, personally, I don't care, you know, I mean, you can say that your disease is worse than mine, and I'll hand you that. Okay. Yours is worse than mine.
Right.
But we're still the same. We're still in the same damn boat. You know, we still we want to get better. You know, I don't know of anybody that says, I want CRPS and I don't want a cure. I want to live like this for the rest of my life. If you can find that person, we need them on the show, because I would love to hear their rationale for it. You know, they would probably have to have their doctor's permission to come out of the hospital and to talk to us, because they're nuts.
Now you're going to make friends like I did last night.
Okay.
That's all right. We need a few friends like that. Yeah, we need a few friends. We're going to step on people's toes, Wayne. You know what? I really don't care. I mean, I'm not trying to do that to no one. I'm speaking what I believe is true and my feelings on things.
Yeah.
You know, they get mad. I don't really.
Well, and like I said yesterday, I'm not trying to make anybody mad. What I'm trying to let people know is that we're all the same, you know?
Sure.
Quit worrying about all the other crap, you know? You shouldn't be arguing with each other about, you know, what you have wrong with you. We already know that. We already know that there's something wrong with us.
Right.
You know, we just have different names. Well, now let's put that aside and say, okay, now where do we go from here? And, you know, we can get that and get everybody, you know, to really kind of shut up and quit arguing with each other about this and just say, I mean, we need to focus it to the government and go, excuse me, we're paying a crap load of money in taxes. Now, how about putting some of that back to us and actually helping us, you know,
and doing something,
you know?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, if we end up with drug companies are out of business, wonderful. Nah,
big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal. Yeah. Really big deal.
They'll find something else to do.
Sure. Sure. They'll make money off somebody else. You know, I'm going to try to get our show over on iTunes. I'm going to try to work on that tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
So that would be pretty cool to be able to get on iTunes.
Oh yeah.
And hopefully get a lot more people on that way. Cause I got to find other means, cause Facebook is just screwing up left and right, man. And I'm getting tired of dealing with it. I mean, it's, you know, it's, it's always something with them. Every day it's something. And it's like, it's just getting so old, you know, trying to do things to help people, and you can't even advertise it. So I'm going to go to other means of advertising, I believe, see how it works. But I hear iTunes is really a good place to be at. So I'm definitely going to switch over and try to see if I can't get it on iTunes. But so what did you find about him being able to treat spinal bifida? I mean, is there really any much they can do for it? I know you can lose loss of legs and stuff, so, or using your legs at least. So is there really anything that you found that they can do to help with it? I mean, or I don't, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just, this is something I just don't know.
Well, I have been going through this for 3 days, and I have, there's, in severe forms, they can, you know, do surgery to try to correct it, but it never completely resolves the problem, you know? So you're going to put people through, you know, a lot of surgeries to say you still got it, you know? Yeah,
still there.
Yeah. Wow. It's like everything else. They know what it is, you know, they know all the symptoms, but there's nothing really to correct them, you know, which is the other thing that we really need to get people focused on is looking at why, you know, why do we have this? What can we do about it? You know, where do we go from here? I mean, we already know now, you know, we got point A, we got point B. Now what's next? Yeah. You know, there should be a step-by-step to saying you better, you know, go play ball or whatever. there should be a pathway to saying, that's it. You're done. Fine. Go home. You know, there's no road to completion on any of these illnesses. It's, we'll give you some pain medication. Hopefully we'll find something else in the meantime. Go home and we'll see you in 3 more months after you've suffered and, you know, in pain. And no, there's got to be something more, you know. Yeah. Why aren't we yelling about that, you know?
Yeah.
Really, you know, like you said, you've had people, you know, fighting in the groups about it.
Yeah.
What the hell are you fighting in? We already know that, you know. Let's find out what's next. How can we make it better, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I think people like that are kind of egotistical, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You know,
oh yeah, hey, it's all about me. No, it's not about you. You know, there's 40 million people or more that they, we all have problems. We're disabled. You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, get over yourself. You know, and if this pisses somebody off, I'm sorry, but get over yourself.
Just the way it goes.
Yeah. Just join hands with the other 40 million people that are just like you. You know, and now do something.
I just don't get why people want to sit around and fight and argue over the stupidest stuff, man. They want to criticize somebody for doing shows, doing radio shows. What do they do? What do they do to help? You know, I was going to say that, and I thought, you know, it's not worth me getting myself all worked up over some idiot wanting to run their mouth. And they don't like the show. That's fine. You don't have to like my show. I don't ask people to like it. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. Turn the channel. Go to the next one. Go somewhere where they're taking your money. Go listen to them. You know, I get very discouraged, man, when people start getting stupid like that. I don't have patience for it, and I'm not going to put up with it. And the people that listen to our show know that they know how we are, and we're just going to speak the truth, man. I mean, if people don't like it, well, you go give your money to somebody who will lie to you. Because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to lie. That's why I don't have sponsors, because I'm not going to get caught up in their BS. Well, you got to talk about our stuff. No, I don't. I don't pay for this show. I talk about my stuff.
So, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, we just really need to keep pounding the road, man, and getting people involved. That's the hard part. And we're making progress. We just got to keep going. Yeah. We just have to keep trucking along with it. And, you know, Wayne, I look at it this way. People are eventually going to get tired of living the lives they're living. And there's ways to change a lot of this. and we've talked about it many times. We can't, you know, change everything, but we can change how we feel, and we can stop a lot of the anxiety and the depression and the pain ourselves. And and people, I don't understand why they just cannot listen or understand that. Not just for me and you, but from a lot of other people that say it. Yeah. Why they can't grasp a hold of what's being said? It's not rocket science.
No.
A 10-year-old can understand it. I don't get people. I don't know if it's because they're just embarrassed about their situation, like we've talked about many times before. And if that's the case, there's no reason to be embarrassed. This is what we're blessed with, and we got to make the best of it. It's just that simple. But we can't do it by ourselves. And people just, they just don't want to help, man. They just don't want to help. I don't want to say all people, because that's not true.
No.
Because there's a lot of people that do want to help and that do try to help in their own ways. And that's greatly appreciated from every one of them.
When you reach your hand out to somebody, they have to actually grab a hold of it, you know, and which is what we're trying to do. We're trying to, you know, reach out to people and say, come on, you know, we know what's going on. Now let's go do something about it. You know, and that's it. You know, that's all we're trying to do is just say, come on. Now we have work to do. Let's go do it. You know, we all want to get better. Let's quit belly aching about it and let's go make it better.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if you're somebody that sits around belly aches about things and doesn't do it, well then, you know, I could probably apologize to you for, you know, feeling like that, but I really don't want to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, stop it. You know, because we're talking about helping you. You know?
Sure.
So exactly. If you want to get upset about that, I don't know what to say to you. What do you say to somebody that you say, I want to help you, and they start ripping you apart? Why?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know, man. You know, I don't get it myself.
There's no price tag to this. This is like we're saying here, grab a hold of my hand and give us, you know, $99.95.
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
I think people like that. I think they like being charged or, you know, given money for stuff that they're not using it for. I think I really do. I get the impression that people kind of enjoy that. I'm like,
If you're paying,
I don't
money
know
for
why.
It must be good, right?
Yeah, yeah. They I don't know about people. I really don't. I don't know. I think that, you know, they need to listen. You know, even if they don't want to listen to me or you, that's fine. But listen to the other people that are out there like us that are saying the same thing. You know, we're not going to get anywhere with just four or five people working on it. I mean, it's just not going to happen. It takes a lot more people than that. And I don't know. I don't get people, Wayne. I really don't.
I mean, well, that's why I love talking about all these different subjects, you know.
Sure.
Not just one, you know, one, you know, one problem, but with all of them.
Yep.
That way you get to see that, wow, I'm not alone in this. There's a whole bunch of other people, you know, different name, but still the same problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do a show on POTS soon. I want to research on some of that. I've got some people that I might be able to get to do a show with us on that, because that seems to be a big thing right now for a lot of people that I've seen lately. So, did I throw you off? POTS, POTS. You haven't heard of that disorder?
No.
That's a new one. It's not a new one. I don't know how long it's been around. I don't know how long it's been around.
Something past me, no. I have not heard of that one.
Yeah, I think it's POTS. I think it's not pot. It's not marijuana type pot. No, pots with an S. I'm trying to find. I can't find where the post is. Somebody posted about it earlier today. I know a couple people that have it. I don't even know what it is, honestly. So, but I'm gonna. Wow. I'll have to. Did you pull it up?
Well, I have been. I have this one site that I've been going, and I've been popping all over through that, and trying to get back to the beginning now. Is man, I've been everywhere on this thing.
You getting to know it real, getting to know it real well.
Well, yeah, there's so much to it, you know.
Oh man, and there's so many disorders out there, Wayne. It's not even funny. I mean, there is just tons of them. I mean,
well, I'm sure. I'm sure there's somebody out there just like me going pots. You know, what's that? You know, and so
surprised I haven't got a private message yet. Surprised I haven't got a private message yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a form of tuberculosis. Occurs outside the lungs. Yeah.
Huh. And there's something to do with vertebrae. Yes, something to do with breathing or something. I couldn't remember exactly what it was. Yeah. But yeah, we're gonna do a show on that. I want to do one fairly soon.
Yeah. Wow. Man, this one is, there's a lot of different medical sites with this one, man. And most of these are all like well known. So yeah, have to get into that one. Huh. Yeah. But there's people out there, I'm sure, that are going, what the, you know, I'm going to have to go research it because I have no idea what they're talking about. You know, just you don't feel bad. Sometimes neither do we. You know?
Yeah, I was honest. I didn't know exactly what it was. I just knew that I've seen some people post about it, and it's like they really need some help there. So I think that's the next one I'm going to do. Now, I know we're going to have Lisa Davis is going to be back on Tuesday night with the founder of their organization. I forgot her name right now. Lisa's probably listening, going, telling me her name. but they're going to be on Tuesday night. So that's going to be interesting. I think we're doing that one on CPS or something like that. I believe I already forgot what it's going to be. Her name is, I'm probably going to say this wrong, Louise Mowder. Who's going to be on with Lisa Davis Tuesday night at 8 p.m. So what I do, Wayne, I usually send you the link the day of the show because I can do it out of the studio. And that's where I can invite you and send you the hi-fi link. So that's why I do it that way now instead of sending it to you a couple of days before. So you that's have the same link. So I'll send it to you that morning or that early that afternoon. So that's you'll have it. Yeah, we'll do, I don't know. Maybe we can do pots for Monday. Is that too soon? Or we can do it Wednesday. We can do it Monday. I'm going to have to research some too myself. So I'm not coming into this totally blind. Well, we'll do that for Monday. We'll do pots.
You know, if anybody's thinking about it, it's POTTS.
TTS. Okay. My bad.
Yeah. TTS. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I was close.
Yeah. I encourage people to look all this up, you know.
And
keep track of it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it never hurts, Wayne. Again, it's something else that, you know, can help ease your pain sometimes by searching stuff on the internet, looking around, just kind of put some music on and zone out and go look for this stuff because it's really very helpful for a lot of reasons. You might just have one of those disorders and you don't know about, which I hope you don't, but it's a possibility. And if you don't, it's a good thing, but you might know somebody that does and that you can help that person. So it really benefits from learning about more disorders. I need to do so much more. It's just I am swamped doing these other things that I've been doing, and need to kind of break away and do some of this other stuff because it's very important. I need to start learning more of these things. So I'm not coming into it dumbfounded neither. Oh, look, it's 8:40 and I'm sleeping. I remember,
it's been probably about 9 months ago now. One young woman that has CRPS and talking her through some very, very bad nights, you know, that she was having, that she was really struggling. Sure. And it was when I was going, CRPS, you know, what the hell is this? You know,
right?
So while I'm talking, you know, on Messenger, I'm looking it up and I'm, wow.
Yeah.
And after a couple nights, it was, man, I tell you what, my life is wonderful. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a wonderful life. I mean, the only thing I was missing was, you know, whoever it was that got their angels, you know, or their wings at the end of the movie, you know? It's a wonderful life.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm missing my leg and I got joints that are rotting, you know, but wow, it's not as bad as some of these people, you know?
It put
everything that I have kind of in perspective to where you're going, crap, man, I'm just coasting through life, you know?
Right.
And that helps you too.
Sure.
It really does.
Sure it does. Yep. It does. You know, we just have to keep pounding the road with it, man, and keep getting people, you know, keep doing what we're doing. We'll get through eventually. It'll get through. It's just, I don't understand. Some people, like you said, they think they have it really bad until you look up something else that somebody else has and you find out, wow, I'm not near as bad off as this person is.
Yeah. 8:42.
Excuse me. Yeah, I done yawned at 8:40, so I was right on time. Yeah. I even took a nap today. Even took a nap today too. Ah, that's something else.
I didn't.
But you know, people. CRPS is considered the most painful disease or disorder in the world, and I'm not nobody to judge that. I have it, and I know how bad it can hurt. So when somebody tells me they're hurting, I believe them, man, because I know what pain's about, you know. And I don't really see putting a title on it, it's the most painful disorder in the world. How do they really know that? I mean, really, how do they know that? Just because people say so? Yeah. You know,
everybody's tolerance to pain is different.
Sure.
You know?
Look at POTS and live with POTS and tell me it's any better than CRPS. No, it's not. It's very bad, honestly. It's just, it's something different, you know? It's just something different. So, it's, man, there's some crazy disorders out there, man. And we ain't even touched the surface.
Yeah. No, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. You know?
No.
Which is the thing, you know, we all have different names for it, but to say that, you know, mine is worse than yours. I tolerate pain well, so I can't say.
I don't like telling people that, man, because you don't know how bad that other person is really feeling. You know, you really don't. You really don't know. You can, if you have severe chronic pain like CRPS and fibromyalgia and a lot of other ones, you pretty well got an idea what pain's about, you know. But to sit there and say, well, my pain's worse than yours, no, I don't, because everybody handles pain differently, you know. Not only that, but everybody's pain is different. No two persons' pain is exactly the same. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just sorry about the spinal bifida stuff, man. We're gonna hopefully I can Facebook will get fixed and I can, because I will share the show in some of those groups that where people have it at as soon as they fix it. I just didn't want to put it in there and not being fixed and people try to listen to it and get discouraged and not be able to. So yeah. I wanted to wait, but I will post it in there as soon as Facebook fixes the issue, which I'm hoping is very soon.
Hopefully you get an end to iTunes and maybe we can get better results out of it.
I'm gonna hit iTunes and they still haven't fixed the problem yet. And because I went on today and I was going to listen to our show last night because I wanted to see how it turned out. And when I click on it, it says, sorry, server cannot be found. And it tells me to check my Firefox and my security settings and all that. And it's like, it's nothing to do with my security settings because I ain't touched anything. It's Facebook has a problem. Yeah. Server not found. You know, it says you cannot fix it, whatever. So I got on it on my phone and it went right to the page. Because when you do it on your cell phone, it goes to Blog Talk Radio. It doesn't go to the little icon thing that, you know, that I share in the groups. It don't go to that. It goes directly to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And so you can listen to it on the phone. You can't listen to it on a computer. I'm like, really? So yeah, it's Facebook. They sent me confirmation of it this afternoon. So I'm like, oh, great. That's just another setback in life.
I love Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I really don't. And I see all these people posting that Facebook's going to start charging. I'm like, yeah, okay. They start charging, I'll be gone because I'm not paying for that service.
No.
It's a joke.
I've seen some of the things on Facebook and, you know, someone telling me, well, you're offensive. Yeah. And
what's your point?
I'm that way. Yeah. I can be abrasive. Yes, I can.
Sure.
Don't listen to me. You know, but you know, this is so much different than, you know, what I do on Facebook, you know?
Oh yeah.
On Facebook, I just tell you what's on my mind, like it or not, you know.
Right.
But here, I mean, we're just trying to educate people and, you know.
And help people, sure.
Yeah, and sure. Help them. You know, like you said, I'd love to be able to go grab everybody by the hand and get them out of the house, you know, and just go for a walk through a park. Come on, let's go, you know. You need a wheelchair? Great, I'll push you. You know, well, I can't, but. You know, somebody else, you know,
right.
Just to say, here, we're doing something, you know. This is all we want people to do.
Yeah, we're going to work through this, and we're going to get through this together. We're going to pull more and more people together. I'm confident in that. I'm a very strong-willed individual, and I'm going to do everything I can for this community to keep it together. I know we're not going to get everyone, and that's fine. I mean, I understand that. It's not fine, but what other choice do we have? I mean, it's just the way it is. But we're going to continue helping and pulling people through this, and we're going to gather more and more people by the day. Like I said, we're going to start doing the MS on Thursday nights and be helping them. That's going to be doing a lot for them and helping them out. You know, we'll continue the other three nights a week doing our shows that we do on the things we do them on different disorders and whichever ones that we're getting the most response to are the ones that we're going to continue to help. And that's just it. The ones that don't want to respond and don't want to do anything and help and don't want to listen, that's fine. Go somewhere else. I mean, I know that's being hardcore, but that's just the way it's going to be. I mean, I'm going to help people that want the help, that need the help, and they want it. It's there. I'll do anything I can. But I am not.
I would love to have people. I'd love to have people calling in all night long saying, I need help. I need help. I need help. Where do I go? Yeah. What do I, you know, tell me,
yep.
You know, that would be wonderful.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, people are just they're scared to talk, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, sad. Well, they shouldn't.
I'll sound funny on the radio.
Yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, yeah, who cares? I do, and I could care less. But you know, we're gonna keep moving along, and we're gonna get somewhere, man. We are. I'm yeah. confident in that. I know a lot of people listening, and they listen to us every single night, and I'm grateful for those people, and I'm continuing to check on that. Medication is supposed to be sent off to be approved for CRPS. They're still mm-hmm. that's still at the holding point, which has been for about a year now. So we'll see. You know, just try to keep up to date on as much stuff as you can, and share that information with people when you can. And my biggest concern right now for the whole community is just watch out for these people trying to scam you. I mean, that yeah. has gotten really, 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 really bad. Yeah. And like I said, they tried to scam International Pain for $40,000. And the Justice Department caught the guy, I guess, from what I've seen. So I seen a post on it, and I'm like, wow. Then I seen another guy post about the people trying to sell drugs and the groups. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. These people are sick.
Yeah.
This... keep your shit safe, man. That's all I know.
I, you know, what kind of a person would do that? You know,
take a money sick individual.
From people that, yeah, people that would take money from, you know, the weakest of everybody. You know, why?
They're just sick,
I can't understand. You really need money that badly? You have to steal it from, you know, or coerce it out of people? Come on.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, working at Burger King sucks, but at least it's honest work.
And not only you that, try living on disability, it really sucks.
Yeah. But as far as I know, nobody's ever gone to prison for working at Burger King.
Yeah,
maybe no. they should, but you know.
Yeah, or maybe they've been there before.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know that, you know, it's just, it's sad. I mean, it is, and it's happening every day. I read them two posts today, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and not only that, but then you got these hackers that steal, that clone your Facebook and start another Facebook under your name. Really, you're telling me they can't do something about that? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I know what I do, and I know I don't rip anyone off. I know I don't take money from nobody or extra money. You know, like for my show, yes, I'm taking that, but that's it. I mean, I'm not taking any more than what it's worth. That's it, man. I don't make any money off of nothing. Nothing. And I don't want to. I'm not here to do that. I'm not here to try to get rich, man. It's not fair. It's not right. It's preying on the sick, and I'm above that. I don't need to do that. So the people don't like my comments about, you know, prescription pain pills and stuff. Well, they're just going to have to get over themselves, because I am not going to change my mind on that. I stand firm on it, and it's my belief. And if we can all get off of them, we're all better people. That's exactly how I feel. Yeah. I mean, I take them. I take pain medication just like everybody else, but I don't do it by choice. And I don't think really anyone in the chronic pain community, or most people, don't take it because they want to. I'm a big believer in that. We have to, man. This pain is terrible. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And, you know, until we find something else that's going to help us, then guess what? The pain medication is what we have right now. And I will fight to, you know, to keep that for people. I'm not against it by no means. There's other things that we can do to help ease our pain instead of relying on pain medication so much. That's my point. That's my whole point of the whole thing. And, you know, you get people, you know, Wayne, you see it every day with yourself. They get mad because they don't like, it's because you tell the truth is what it is. Basically, most of the time, when you speak your truth and someone gets all offended, man, they're guilty as can be. It's a dead giveaway. It's a dead giveaway, man. And I'm like,
Well, pain medication is just a way to survive, you know.
Sure,
it's not how you live, you know. Mm-hmm. Getting you know treatment for this that you know you're back to the whole person again. That's what we're looking for. You know, I'm not looking for something to get me through till tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I want something that's going to get me through the. You're still echoing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that. It's the hi-fi. That's why.
Oh, okay.
You hearing it? You hear it outside of your computer? I mean, on your computer?
No, I got it on my headphones. You know, I can hear it. But it's quite a delay. You know.
Are you done talking? Are you using the USB headphones or no? Just the regular headphones, like I am.
Just regular headphones.
Yeah, it's like I've got to plug them in the jack.
Yeah.
See, last night I was on the USB and I was blasting last night, man. It was loud. Yeah. But I switched headphones today. I went back to I like these for some reason. I don't know why. They sound better, really.
Yeah. I love the sound of them. So.
Yeah, these are like $20 headphones, man. These are not very expensive at all. And they work really well.
I think that's what I paid for these. It was about $20.
Now my USB ones, they are Microsoft and they're $34. And
wow.
Yeah. They're okay, but they're not.
They had them as much as $79.
Yeah.
Not what I was looking for.
You know? Yeah. Now I got these this past year. But my daughter and my son-in-law got me a real nice pair of headphones. I don't even know where they're at. Real nice, man. They sound really, really good. But they have the microphone on the cord, not it comes up to your mouth, just on the cord.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did some shows with those back in the beginning, and they sounded good, but the microphone up by your mouth's a little bit better. People can hear it better. You just have to keep it adjusted where you don't breathe in it all the time. I do. I'm breathing in it. I'm like listening to it back, and I'm like, wow, damn, sound like I was snoring. But yeah.
Sometimes,
But you got to move it a certain way. But I like these a little bit better. These are easier for me to use. Plus, they play music louder too, so that's why I use them. That's like a blast of my music. But we coming down, man, to the end here. And I know it ain't been the most educational, but I was not prepared, and I do apologize. But spinal bifida is definitely something that we need to try to work with those folks and see what we can do for them and help them. And
Just get people to, you know, listen to what it is and to push them down the same road. And come on, you know, this is real. We need to do something about everybody's, you know, illness and disease.
Sure.
You know?
No, it was great info. Yeah. It's great info. I would like to have someone who has it, who can really give us some in-depth details. And that's what I'm going to work on. This weekend, I'm going to work on trying to do that. Like I said, I wasn't able to post it because of Facebook, so I do apologize for that. And I ain't nothing I can do until Facebook fixes it. And I'm sure they won't get in no hurry. So, but we'll do the best we can, my friend.
Yeah. Well,
and
I hope that people learned about it.
No. Oh, that
that's
was
really, you know, that's all we could do is just hope people learn.
Sure. Sure. It was a good start. Definitely a good place to start. Yeah. Thank you for doing your research, Wayne, and talking about it. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Big night, 2 hour show.
All righty.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night.